And let's go to Melody, who is calling from Seattle. Hello, Melody.
Hello.
Thanks for your call. What can I do for
you? Okay. There's a man in Graham who has a very serious need. He was tentatively diagnosed with MS after an MRI or two MRIs that showed some demyelinization. He has no other known issues, but he has been in a wheelchair now for years, and he has a caregiver like 7 hours a day on Medicaid. But the concern for the last year has been that his blood pressure has gone through the roof, and now it's like 159 over 109. And so he went to the emergency room because his doctor was on vacation, and they put him on this blood pressure med, and I don't exactly know what it is, but it didn't help. So they upped the med, and that still didn't help. And so he asked me if I would please call you and find out if there are any natural remedies that he could take.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So, and I assume he's confined to a wheelchair?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. So
the only thing he can move is his mouth and his head.
Ah.
And his eyes.
Okay. So, you know, obviously this is something that can happen with lack of activity, and although I'm also assuming he probably has someone come to help him with physical therapy and help him move his body, and otherwise the muscles get even more atrophy.
His muscles are amazingly not too atrophied, even though he's been in a wheelchair for like 7 years.
Oh, great.
It's amazing. It's amazing that his muscles are, I mean, he's lost some, but
sure.
He can still push his, he can't do it supposedly voluntary, but if someone pushes against his leg, he has amazing strength left.
Good. That's great. That's really important to maintain. And you know, any activity that he does is going to promote circulation, which also helps to lower his blood pressure. So,
okay.
You know, as you open up the circulation, typically when we're just sitting, you know, at typing on a computer or sitting at a radio station or wherever, you know, we're only using about 10% of our circulation. So even a little bit of walking for the rest of us or some mild activity really opens up those small capillaries within the body, and that takes pressure away from the other areas. So I'm just reiterating how important these activities are for the muscles. But other things he could do directly is it's really important to make sure his electrolytes are balanced. So, you know, he may be getting too much sodium compared to potassium and other trace minerals. So you want to make sure that is something that is...
How would he know that?
Well, one thing we do at our clinic is we look at the body's where it's holding the water. So sometimes, you know, if you're holding on to water outside your red blood cells because of excess salt, then that's going to raise blood pressure because your heart has to pump harder to get that blood through the vessels. Does that make sense? So the more you can use potassium, there's a great book called High Blood Pressure Solution by Richard Moore. And he talks about the just increasing potassium and other trace minerals to help balance out the blood pressure, because most of us are getting way too much salt, you know, and it's a balancing act. You don't want to get too little, and you don't want to get too much.
He gets almost no salt, so it's Richard Moore, and what's the book?
It's called High Blood Pressure Solution.
Okay.
And he talks mainly about this this potassium factor. So, I mean, he may be lacking in trace minerals. Sometimes we'll do a hair test to measure the amount of trace minerals in the hair.
Okay, he takes, though he takes no medications, he takes a bazillion. He takes every mineral and every vitamin there is, plus a few other things.
Okay.
He takes like 40 supplements a day.
Okay. Well, some other things to consider. There's a product we carry in the dispensary that is sort of my go-to high blood pressure medicine. It's called Cardatone. Cardatone, C-A-R-D-I-T-O-N-E. And that has a combination of herbs. It's got some Rauwolfia, and usually in an emergency situation.
I'm sorry. I didn't get that. Cardatone. Cardatone.
Right. And that's sort of a natural blood pressure lowering agent. So that's something, you know, and I also find that vitamin D levels can influence blood pressure. So ideal vitamin D blood levels are going to be between 60 and 100. So a lot of people with low vitamin D levels have low have higher blood pressure.
Okay, so he takes 5,000 of D every day.
Okay, great. That should cover it if he's absorbing it well. The other thing we find influencing blood pressure is heavy metals, toxic metals. So he may
He takes what is that called? Curcumin and ALA. Does that help it?
Well, that's great. The alpha lipoic acid can help detox his liver to remove toxic metals. So it sounds like he's getting there. I'm not sure what triggered this. There's, you know, we consider high blood pressure sort of a symptom of something else. So whatever triggered it, you know, I might be able to work with him and try and figure out the cause, because there's multiple causes.
Okay, so if he were to be able to come to you, how would he pay for it, since he's now on disability and Medicaid?
Well, we are a cash practice, of course, so we don't bill insurance. So, I'm not sure how that would work. But hopefully these hints can help him. And we you know, obviously try to promote as much education as possible through our website and the radio show and articles, and we speak a lot in the community also at Marlene's, and so he can always go there. But
I really, really, really appreciate your help. And my last question would be, I'm sure this is very individualized, mm-hmm. and you don't have a crystal ball. No one does, but
working on that.
At what point, you know, it's been like 159 over 109 for months. When does he stroke out?
Well,
is there some kind of ballpark figure?
Well, it's not so much that number, but if it's sustained over long periods, that's the problem. You know, the heart becomes very enlarged, and you know, there is more risk of stroke and bleeding. But you know,
he has no headaches.
That's a good sign. Okay, that's a good sign. But he needs to follow up with, you know, a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in these techniques. And there are a lot of naturopathic physicians in the community that work on this. So maybe he can find someone close by.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so very much.
Thanks
Thank
for your
you
call.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Good luck.
Okay, bye.